by a remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Lebanon is observing a day of mourning Wednesday, a day after a powerful explosion devastated the port and the capital city, Beirut. The Lebanese Red Cross said this morning that more than 100 people died and at least 4,000 were injured. Officials said official casualty figures could rise as crews work through the damaged buildings and people search for missing family and friends. The exact cause of Tuesday's blast was not clear, but Lebanese officials put the focus on what they said was tons of ammonium nitrate that had been stored at port warehouses for the past 6 years. Lebanese President Michel Aoun, who called an emergency cabinet meeting Wednesday, said those accountable would face the most severe penalties. French President Emmanuel Macron said France was sending government personnel along with emergency doctors and several tons of medical equipment to Lebanon to help with recovery efforts. The United Nations also said it was helping with the response and remains committed to supporting Lebanon at this difficult time. U.S. President Donald Trump told reporters at the White House that the United States stands ready to assist Lebanon. White House officials and top congressional Democrats plan to meet again Wednesday to work out an agreement on a new coronavirus aid package by the end of the week. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said after 90 minutes of negotiations Tuesday that the goal was to finalize the proposal in the coming days in order to allow for a vote in the Congress next week. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app, via remote,